Blog Talk Radio. A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we would like to bring you a serious topic about weather and winter driving. We would like to offer you some winter driving tips for your teen. We went to www.familycircle.com, and we found out loads of information. The reason we pulled up this topic is because in New Jersey, where we are, there are loads of hurricanes, winter storms, rain showers, ice showers, all types of different forms of weather, dry ice, black ice, all different types of problems that we have here. And we wanted to talk about, you know, those storm systems and talked about the different ways to prepare your teen for driving. My son went out last night and he was driving. He had a car, and we posted this picture at his website. Page at Facebook, and he experienced a blowout in his tire while driving, and the roads were wintry and icy, and the conditions were bad. We had a snowstorm about a day or two ago, and he had to go into his emergency plan. He was prepared with AAA, and he held a card, and when he, Mark L. Green, who is the co-creator of the show, is my son that I'm speaking of. He's my one and only son, and we were he was experiencing problems with the car, and he called the AAA, and they gave him some flack about he wasn't the first owner on the card. He was the second user of the card and what services he was entitled to during an emergency. So he had to call another service, which is a tow truck service, and they came out to service the car, and he cost them $85. So we wanted to let you know what we found out. So we, you know, Googled the topic, and we went to Family Circle, which was www.familycircle.com/teen/driving/winter-driving-tips-4-teens/. And what we found out was loads of information we're going to share that with you today. So the article speaks about parents who are worried about their teens on the roads this winter, and they found experts from Chevy that shared information about young drivers and what they should know about driving. So it went on to say that temperatures are dropping and the chillier weather often brings freezing rain, ice, and snow. While you may be a pro at handling icy roads, young drivers can be caught off guard by the season's challenges. And my son and I, we've been, it's been snowing here for quite some time. We experienced several storms, and he's been at the wheel. He's also driving a Honda, and he has a Mazda. And he's pulling through some of the roads that haven't been paved, and we're experiencing all types of, you know, slips here, bumps there, and, you know, we're going right across the slush and all the icy weather. And he's pretty good at handling the car, but, you know, there's definitely a lot of maneuvering in this region because the roads are not always clear, and the main roads are still very wet and damp. So luckily, Rob Bolio, a 2016 Chevy Cruze engineer, has shared these winter driving tips for teens to help them stay safe this season. Number one, he said, relearn the basics. Real-life road conditions can be way different from what your child experienced in driver ed. So they'll experience some things in driver's ed, but it's much harder when you get out on the real road. So the recommendation is taking your teen driving on the winter road and take them on the back roads to experience difficult conditions under supervision. So before they go out with friends, they should try like some back roads with, you know, experienced drivers. And I was so nervous all the times we went on the back roads. I didn't know what was going on, but, you know, we were just going through, you know, the worst conditions, and I was so scared, and, you know, I was worried, and I might have had on my galoshes and a coat and gloves and hat, you know, and they speak that you have to prepare all those things, make sure that your kid is, you know, has extra things in the car to, you know, to put on just in case they're on the roadside for a while with the battery burnout, and then you need a coat or something. So under supervision, they say, take them on the back roads when you have the time so that they can experience the difficult conditions. You'll be able there to help out in case things get tricky or give them the chance to go through their own jitters. With his own daughter, he took her out and told her to lock the bricks in the cellar hard in different surfaces like ice, snow, and gravel to see how the car behaves. So he told her to speed up sometimes on, you know, in the rough conditions. I would take this very seriously, and I wouldn't, you know, do any unnecessary thing, but definitely maneuver through the, you know, the different terrains and the different surfaces and the different conditions the way that you think that you would drive if you were alone or with friends, or if you were feeling nervous, do everything under those conditions that you would, you know, would do if you were, you know, by yourself. But, you know, you don't have to, you know, jam the brakes or accelerate quickly because experienced driver in the car could still slide and you still could get into some, you know, some harm there. So we just recommend, and we don't really, you know, tell you to take them on the back roads. You could get stuck back there, and then you're just stuck in the car with your family. But if you do, if they do go through some of this practicing and relearning the basics, which is a good idea, make sure that, you know, the conditions are well enough for your child to get through, and not a system where, you know, there's no paving and there's nothing, you know, you can do but get stuck. Okay, so take your time. Sure, racing off to meet friends may seem like a priority to teens, but your teens should know that everything moves more slowly during winter weather. So they should learn how to say, if it takes an hour, that it may take me an hour and a half to get there. If it takes 30 minutes, you need to say, maybe it's going to take me 50 minutes. If it takes 20 minutes, you should say, maybe it's going to take me 40 minutes. And if it takes 10 minutes, say it's going to take me 25 minutes. You know, learn to take time to get snacks, take time to fuel the car, take time to have your fluids in the car check. Take time to prepare your wheels. If you need weatherization on your car, make sure that you get bigger tires during the winter and you can do smaller tires during the spring. Go get a recommendation. Sears sells tires. JCPenney sells tires. Walmart sells tires. Tires run anywhere from $30 to maybe $100. So even if you're working a part-time job, tires are always available and easily purchase, and they can put the tire on the rim for you, and all of the service can be done for an affordable price. So never, you know, drive on a donut too long. Never take too long to purchase these additions, because it could throw out your alignment in your car, and if you had any new work done, you know, donut can mess your car up. So take time to make sure that your car is serviced. The car may need extra time to accelerate or brake on slippery roads, so don't jam the brake, but kind of apply the brake, and when you know to jam it, you'll jam it, but when you know that to apply the brake slowly and give yourself a car length and car distances and spaces between other cars during these slippery weather so that you can't have, you know, jam up. You can't, you know, hit the other cars and everything. You'll give your chance car to even slide a little bit without being too close to another car. Watch out for these things in the snow and in the rainfall, which require slower driving speed. It can take a while to get out of a driveway when windows need de-icing and defrosting. So warm up your cars, de-ice your car, defrost your cars, and don't forget to bring, you know, not just make sure you have on boots, not slippers, not flip-flops, not your house shoes. Make sure that you have on boots, shoes, heavy shoes, socks, layers, and especially if you're doing a lot of night driving where a lot of people won't be able to assist you quickly. You're here at our Theory of Parent on Blog Talk Radio, and we're discussing winter driving tips for your new driver, for your teenager. And, you know, we're talking about maintaining the car, maintenance to the car, the wheels of the car, and de-icing the car, defrosting the car, warming the car, and a lot of things that you'll have to do when you're driving, especially if you have your own car and you're finding yourself having to manage your car with your family and on your own. So understanding the ins and outs of winter car care. Maintaining a car is a little different in winter due to the more extreme weather. You'll want all fluids regularly checked and filled, including motor oil and antifreeze. The suggestion here is investing in window washing fluid that won't freeze to make life easier for your teen. Window washing fluid is very good in the winter because you get a lot of water that's filled with cloudy water, and, you know, the snow and the ice, everything kind of like put films all over your windshield. So to have windshield washer fluid will help you clear all of the debris and make sure that you have good visibility for driving. This will make life easier for you, and you know, they have this spray, so you just press a button and it'll spray all over. Make sure that something is in there and you don't have to you know, say that I don't even have windshield wiper fluid. So trust everyone that's, you know, interested in telling you that it's worth it to keep everything maintained and properly managed, okay? And moreover, the last portion of the paragraph, which was that WWW family circle under the teens icon, it says, emphasize to your team that there are times when you have to play it safe and pull over. Talk about a weather emergency game. Plan to keep him or her prepared in case conditions may be unsafe to drive. The big three things to avoid are freezing rain, black ice, and whiteout storms. Know not to go out in these conditions, no matter if there's a party, a college party, girls' party, a sorority party, an associations party, anything that you're commonly associated with, doesn't matter during these conditions because you might not get there. You could have an accident. The car could have to have, you know, outages sometimes with all the recalls that they're making into the cars to have service. So you have to tell people that maybe at sometimes you're just not going to come because of extreme weather due to the winter. So he recommends, this is Bolio from Chevy, recommends keeping the car stocked with essentials like extra blankets, heavy jackets, a phone, cell phone, a cell phone charger, and food in case someone gets stuck on the side of the road for several hours, food and water. And, you know, there are several other things that you might want to keep in the car with you, whatever makes you comfortable during, you know, emergencies. Have emergency money on you to make sure that you're not just there with no cash, no emergency roadside assistance, no one's home, everyone's out of town, or you have your grandmother or your mother somewhere stuck without a vehicle and no one can come and give you the jump or the charge. You know, you have to make sure things are appropriated properly so that everyone can be, you know, available to you and at your beck and call. So that's our particular time for this show. We're going to, my son had this problem and we stayed on the phone with him until he was able to get all the assistance he needed. And it felt very dangerous to me. I felt very vulnerable and unsafe knowing that he was stuck out there on the side of the road with a few other kids, you know, in the car with them. And, you know, the winters here are very black. We have black winters. You know, there's black from the sky all through the ground, you know, to the ground. And it's just, you know, awful. I don't know what causes that condition, but it's definitely something that we should look up and study while we have these blackouts. And, you know, just knowing that he was on the side of the road and that, you know, he was waiting for someone else to assist him and he was, you know, at their mercy at that point and didn't know what was going to happen or, you know, how he was going to, you know, get through it. You know, I just kept calling every 10 minutes to see, you know, had the roadside assistant guy shown, had the tow truck driver shown, have, you know, the services been rendered, and, you know, was he, you know, en route back to the house. So he went someplace about an hour away without even letting me know that he was going that far away. And so even still, you know, it felt like, you know, a whole state away or, you know, several states because of, you know, the conditions as well. You know, it's going to be hard for your grandmother, your mother, or anyone to get out in snowy conditions as well. You have to watch with the weather reports to make sure if it's going to snow tonight that you don't go anywhere far tonight, and if it's going to snow tomorrow that it could start tonight, so you can't travel too much at night, and daytime trips are more important than nighttime trips, and leave the local trips, you know, daytime, evening trips for locals, you know, travel. So these are just some of the things that we not only recommend, but we stress that you talk to your child and let them tell you these things and make sure you help them through them any way that you can. And that even, you know, any form of communication, knowing that there's, you know, someone home that, you know, can, you know, give them, charge something to a credit card and send, you know, the person out, or, you know, have available money once they get there with the tow truck guy. These things are, you know, needed and necessary to back them up, you know, when they're in these type of stress situations. So that's our particular time for the show. We hope that you work with your teen and teens, vice versa. If your parents get in distress and you have to go for them, you know, have these appropriations so that you can help in any situation. And you should do early planning. Families should do early planning so we'll know what to do in case of emergency. That's our time for this time. Until next time.